This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Really cover the impact of load shedding and increased levels of load shedding on various sectors. If you remember during COVID-19, a sector that really would have bared the brunt of those restrictions would have been the tourism sector, where people could not move and goods could barely move, and therefore the sector really had to shut down. Now, what we have seen post-COVID is an industry that is trying to bounce back. We've seen domestic travel really boost the numbers in which the tourism industry is able to report on an international travel, you know, recovering at a much slower rate, but recovering nonetheless. But what load shedding does is that it throws another spanner in the works of this industry that has been brought to its, you know, its knees before and managed to bounce back. And here to speak to us about that is a Chief Executive Officer of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, Chifuyo Tibengwa. Chifuyo, good evening. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me, listening to you and to your listeners.
All right, Chief, so let's just talk about this. The tourism sector is a sector that is trying to, or has been trying to, bounce back from, the COVID-19 pandemic. It is a decent contributor to our GDP. The load shedding crisis really presents itself as a whole new ball game altogether. Just talk to us about the impacts of this crisis on the sector and the value chain.
Well, you know, if you look at, the last year and you look at how we have started to recover from COVID-19 and started to really get more people back at work and also, having that return on investment to the shareholders, things were looking up, and the recovery plan that we put together between the public and private sector, started to yield some results. Now, we have a situation of load shedding now, which means that from business's point of view, whether it's a big business, medium size, or small business, the input cost starts to rise, and it starts to rise to a point whereby some of these costs starts to be, unmanageable. We've seen this with small businesses, whereby if you've got a 6-hour or 4-hour of load shedding, you really don't have enough money to keep pumping diesel, to keep your refrigerators on, to make sure that your food don't go bad. And also for big businesses to keep pouring money into, buying petrol or diesel, we've seen the impact of that. And we're going to still see it going forward when, large listed tourism companies start to report in terms of, the earnings, the net earnings for the year. So it is pretty bad out there for us. We have seen many small businesses closing. Businesses in far-flung areas who provide experiences, that tourists go and enjoy. We've seen those businesses suffering. So it is not a good picture for now, and we do hope that it improves.
So, Jifra, I'm keen to find out about the interventions that the sector would need to see from government and possibly even financiers. I imagine that, your bank could be able to assist in this regard in terms of helping the sector stay afloat. We all know that at this point what is necessitated is more generation, so electricity to be supplied to the different parts of the value chain. But how exactly can government help, and also are financiers on board? How can they also, tailor their products to help the sector?
Well, there are a few things that should happen, but the most important thing is to solve the problem at hand. I think that we've had this problem for quite a number of years now. And when you had something for quite a number of years, you can't keep talking about it, or we can't keep talking about it as if it's a new problem. We need to, as a country, come up with a solution, and we put, our thoughts and our hands on deck to make sure that we resolve this. And I think that's number one. That's what we all want as a country, and we all want as businesses, to make sure that, there's predictability. The second part of it is that we need to ensure that, this whole thing of changing from stage 2, stage 5, stage 4, the jump up and down doesn't create predictability. If we know as business that we'll be operating on stage 2 for the whole year, at least we're able to plan around that. And we're able to say, okay, now that we're in stage 2, this is how we're going to run our businesses. So we can adapt easily and come up with, you know, different types of solutions. The third part is that if government, you know, can come through with some sort of a relief, especially for small businesses, that could be formal and informal business, if you can come up with a solution whereby they're able to keep their business running and keep the people that they've employed there, we would be doing a great deal of work in terms of, you know, avoiding or mitigating unemployment. As things stand now, we have thousands and thousands of small businesses across the value chain in tourism, be it restaurants, small wine shop, kiosk, informal businesses by the beach. When you have people not going out, it simply means that those people are not making the income that they need. So some sort of a relief that will help small business and also, you know, perhaps bring back the government guarantee loans for medium to large businesses who can access it so that they can readjust and ensure that, you know, they stay afloat. The last thing that we need is big businesses starting to close their doors. We're going to have a massive number of people unemployed, and that's not something that we want to see from a tourism perspective. So those type of interventions would help and will create some sort of a predictability and profitability, you know, across our sector.
So, you know, Chipria, I'm wondering also if a COVID-19-like response is also appropriate at this point. You know, we had the president communicating and over-communicating. We saw, you know, everyone in society kind of come together and respond to this. Is it that kind of situation, you know, where we need all hands on deck? We need the president to say to us more than he normally would? Or are we not quite there yet? Do we have some breathing room before we see a full-on crisis?
Yeah. Look, I do think that it will be helpful to get more information on the situation at hand and what has been done. And more importantly, what, you know, amount of megawatts are being added into the grid from the renewable energy. So if we're sitting as a country and we hear that, well, you know, next week we're going to plug in, you know, this amount of megawatts into the grid, next week we're going to be doing this, next month we're going to be doing that, it gives us a sense of hope that there is something that's being done. So I do believe that communication is key, and also informing us from the business community is key so that we can know what's to happen in the future. Because there are many companies that are busy with you know, extra generation capacity. But if we get to understand the plan, and not just the plan, but there is a problem. We know that there's a problem or a challenge. But what are we doing about it? When are we going to get extra, you know, capacity into the grid? And how is this going to impact, you know, us going forward? That type of a plan, for me, would assist, you know, coupled with other interventions that we put in place. But it's important that it's all hands on deck. The type of response that we had during COVID, I think it's necessary, you know, when it comes to this crisis. It's a crisis that we've seen for many years. I think it's about time that we solve it as a country, and all leaders across the various, you know, spectrum of our economy, and also from labor, from community, from everyone else, we put our hands on that to say, how do we solve this fast to make sure that, you know, our country is sustainable? So I do believe that it requires that type of unity.
Let's talk about the unity that you referred to, Chifua. Are we also seeing different sectors band together to have conversations about lobbying government for interventions, for predictability, which I think is a theme that is consistent throughout most of the sectors that I've spoken to? Are we seeing these conversations being had? Are you sitting around the table with your counterparts in agriculture, in insurance, and so on, really trying to address the situation?
Absolutely. We actually had a meeting today to discuss the, you know, the crisis at hand, you know, through various, you know, channels. We also have other meetings. But what's important is that, you know, we don't have solutions to the crisis. We know the impact of the crisis, you know, in our own sectors. And we know what we'd like to see, you know, obviously sustainable power supply. However, we need to get people that are in the energy business to say, this is what's going to happen in the next month or two or three, so that we can be able to communicate back to the business community or to the constituents that we have to say, this is what you're likely going to see in the next 6 months. And it must be followed up with action, because if it's not followed up with action, the investors, you know, within any subsector of the economy, you know, will lose hope if it's not followed up with proper action as it has been communicated from the beginning. So it's very important, and we have been talking about this. We talk about predictability, talk about issues of if we have, you know, permanent, you know, load shedding, we can plan around it. However, it's important that we get to understand what's going to be delayed and when it's going to be added. What are the timelines so that we can communicate and be able to plan?
All right. Well, Chivu, I think a pleasure catching up with you there, even though, you know, we are always speaking about crises. Hopefully one day you and I can speak about, like, you know, more positive things happening in and around South Africa. Chivu Chibangwa is the Chief Executive Officer of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.